It seems like there's a new security breach every day. Are you confident that an old SSH key or a shared admin account isn't going to come back and bite you? If not, check out Teleport. Teleport is the easiest, most secure way to access all of your infrastructure. The open source Teleport Access Plane consolidates everything you need for secure access to your Linux and Windows servers. And I assure you, there is no third option there. Kubernetes clusters, databases, and internal applications like AWS Management Console, Jenkins, GitLab, Grafana, Jupyter Notebooks, and more. Teleport's unique approach is not only more secure, it also improves developer productivity. To learn more, visit goteleport.com. And no, that's not me telling you to go away. It is goteleport.com.
Hello, and welcome to the last weekly roundup for 2021. This year can basically end. Let's see the final things that AWS shoved out under the wire. Amazon Chime SDK now supports stereo audio. Ah, the dulcet tones of two managers yelling at you at the same time can now be yours for a small fee. AWS Cost Management now supports hourly granularity in savings plans utilization and coverage reports. This hasn't been a priority before now, since an unfortunate number of companies claim to be elastic, yet their spend doesn't vary from hour to hour. AWS Lambda now supports Internet Protocol version 6, or IPv6 for the kids, endpoints for inbound connections. There are two ways you adopt IPv6. Slowly, and then all at once. AWS Secrets Manager now automatically enables SSL connections when rotating database secrets. Why is it that every announcement about TLS or SSL that I see from AWS generates the same reaction of, wait, what the hell were you doing before? AWS Trusted Advisor adds three optimization checks for Microsoft SQL Server on Amazon EC2. Does it point out that you can save a whole bunch of money by running SQL Server on Azure instead? No, this isn't because Azure solves some miracle problem in cloud economics, but rather because Microsoft are, despite their attempts at reputational rehabilitation, still being absolute dickheads about their licensing to any cloud that isn't their own woefully insecure platform. EC2 Image Builder adds console support for custom image creation from on-premise images. You can now migrate your on-premises, not on-premise, on-premises, nonsense to AWS one more way. You can probably use this to run containers now that I think about it. Gaining operational insights of the Australian Census with AWS. The last time they ran the Australian Census, it was with IBM. It was such a disaster that the Prime Minister publicly blamed them. This time it was on AWS and actually worked, and this post explains partially how. Automate multi-account identity governance in AWS using Ermetic and AWS Control Tower. Prerequisite, you must subscribe to Ermetic in the AWS Marketplace first. Well, that starts at $144,000 a year, jackhole, but go ahead. Just knock yourself out, AWS. May as well say that if you're not a multi-billion dollar company, you need not read further. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Cost savings by customizing metrics sent by Container Insights in Amazon EKS. Our metric fees are so high that the only responsible thing to do is use a third party to pare down the noise first. Shouldn't be worth the blog post, except it very much is. Mint and deploy NFTs to the Ethereum blockchain using Amazon Managed Blockchain. Sometimes I'm accused of being actively mean to AWS service teams. That is never my intention, except in very specific cases like this one, where the absolute bullshit that they're pushing is actively harmful. Sidestepping the NFT debate entirely, I'm confident in saying that nobody, absolutely nobody, wants to use a managed blockchain service from a centralized provider. The depressing part here isn't that Amazon is trying to grift with NFTs, it's that with so many profitable opportunities for grifting, this is somehow the best effort they were able to muster. Amazon Nimble Studio, the story so far. If one AWS service was going to be a head-turning breakout success when it comes to storytelling, it was going to be Nimble Studio. I am very interested in what these folks are doing. How to fix SSH issues on EC2 Linux instances using AWS Systems Manager. I don't miss the days when I have locked myself out of my EC2 instance, meant it was time to back it up, throw it away, and spin up a new one as penance. And finally, monitoring AWS Lambda errors using CloudWatch. I prefer to monitor AWS Lambda errors by waiting for people to email me with angry words and poor punctuation. I want to thank all of you for listening. It's been a heck of a year. 2022 can only be better. I'll talk to you then.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.